can't thank you guys enough for listening to another episode of Lock It or Leave It. We have a special guest, Raekwon Gray, former Seminole forward for us. If you guys know FSU, you know he was a pivotal part of our basketball program. Can't wait to hear from him. You'll hear some great stories about his time at FSU and in the NBA. But first, as always, this music. Okay, so we are back to another episode of Lock It or Leave It. We're doing this on a Sunday. NFL's going on. Two out of the three legs of my parlay about to hit, so we got one more. 49ers happening later on today. Cam, how you doing, man? Because I know you're riding the 49ers with me.
I am riding the 49ers, but I'm currently avoiding my television so I don't have to watch Aaron Rodgers continuously own my franchise year after year. So trying to avoid the TV right now, but always down for another podcast. Let's get going.
Yeah, and then my second co-host, Aaron. It's Aaron's last day of being a student, getting his master's. It's the last day of him being a student, so congratulations to you. What's going on, man? How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm finishing up right after this is over, finishing up my last paper for my master's at Florida State. Very excited. My graduation is Friday, so if you hear this, Cam will be up there with me as well. We'll probably be out that night, so hit us up. But the Bucks play tomorrow, Monday Night Football against the Saints, so not really much sports going on today, so I haven't been very distracted, which is actually kind of a good thing, but really excited for this episode, really excited for this interview. Can't wait to see what we talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So this special guest that we have today, Raekwon, known as Turk Gray. He's a member of three NCAA tournament teams and played as a starter on two NCAA tournament Sweet 16 teams, and he helped the Noles go to a 73-20 record while being here. That's a 78.5% record. 40-13 when he was here overall. ACC play during his three seasons, man. Thank you for coming on, Turk. We really appreciate this one.
Appreciate y'all having me, man. Definitely.
Are you on the road right now?
Yeah, I'm in New York right now. We got a game tomorrow.
Okay.
In 90 career games at Florida State, you averaged a steal per game over the course of your career. You had a lot of big-time defensive highlights. And we saw a clip the other day of a Rutgers player, actually. He was in an interview, and he said, if you play good defense, they'll find somewhere on the floor to put you. Now, can you talk to us a little bit about your defensive mentality and the junkyard dog defense in your time at FSU?
It's kind of self-explanatory. I think anybody that comes to Florida State has to play defense. You know, I think that's the only way you get on the court, especially in college. But, you know, if you know Coach Ham, then you got to be able to defend and stop somebody. You know, he'll give you the freedom to play in your game or offensive end, but you got to be able to stop somebody. So I just think I just taught that, took that mentality, you know, trying to play tough and not be the high guy out, not doing that, you know, for my own to get stopped. So I took pride in that, and I just kind of followed everybody else around me. So.
Yeah, like you said, man, Coach Ham is the GOAT. He's the godfather, but that's all cemented. His legacy is cemented, but it goes deeper than that, man. The coaching staff at Florida State as a whole does a phenomenal job with developing players and teaching not only the plays that we see end up in the box score. What were some skills and tools that you picked up as a Seminole that transitioned into your play in professional basketball?
I would say just playing physical, man. I think that the game here, like, obviously professional is more physical, but we kind of played like that in college. You know, we was all big guys, and we wanted to get to the paint in every possession, just kind of impose your will. So we just playing physical. That's something they teach every day from Coach Ham, Coach CY. So playing physical, get downhill. I love, you know, play that way. So, yeah.
Yeah, Coach CY was talking about whoever, like, the big body Ben's rankings, you know, so who's babying people on the post and one-on-ones and stuff. So, yeah, we heard about that, man.
Staying on the college game for a second, if you didn't know, I work for a sports agency, Raven Representation, and two of the guys we rep is Cameron Fletcher and Darren Green Jr. Yeah. With the explosion we've seen in the NIL space this year, we're seeing athletes sign some crazy deals, making some serious money. It's likely we won't see guys like Jalen Green anymore choosing the G League over college because they can sign these deals. What do you think about the NIL space, and how has it changed the college basketball landscape?
Man, I actually wish it was around when I was in college, but I mean, no, it's been great. I think it gives, you know, kids opportunity to make money that they probably won't be able to make. They don't don't play professionally. So I mean, it's great to, kind of make money off your name. You don't want kind of putting in the work every morning. You know how it is as an athlete in college, you waking up 6 a.m. So kind of just good to get the benefit, reaping the benefits of your labor. So it's been great. I think it's good for the kids. I know it's a lot of money, at that young age. So I mean, I would enjoy it too, so I can't blame them. I like it.
Absolutely, man. So kind of transitioning to after your time at Florida State, you were invited to attend the 2021 NBA Combine in Chicago. Can you talk about your time and experience there?
Like a dream. I feel like, you always watch it on TV as a kid, and then once you get there, you kind of see what's going on, behind closed doors. You meet different people. I've seen different players. Just all types of things kind of open your eyes a little bit. But it was fun, man. It was a great experience. I went out there and showcased my game, and I think it helped me in the long run. But it was fun to just compete. Honestly, that was my most fun I got out of it. So.
So I'm gonna take a quick pivot right here. You ever played 2K My Career and you're doing the pre-draft interviews? Is it
Yeah.
anything like that? Is
Not
that
even.
real? Yeah.
Exactly like that. It's exactly like that.
Okay.
You talk to the media, do all the testing in front of everybody. So it's exactly like that.
So was there a healthy level of competition between all the attendees, and did it give you a sense of comfort maybe knowing that all these individuals were doing the same process and going through the same experiences as you also?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're playing in front of GMs and things like that, but you look around on the court, there's lottery picks, first round picks, guys that you've seen and heard about. So it's kind of you. Get a chance to play them and see where you're at, and also go at them a little bit and kind of make a name for yourself. So it was great, great competition. It was a lot of fun.
2021, you ended up getting drafted with the 59th pick in the draft by the Brooklyn Nets. How much did it mean to you and your family to fulfill every kid's childhood dream by hearing your name called on national TV and getting drafted into the NBA?
It's crazy. Yeah, I had a draft party back home. My family was there and everything, but kind of can't really express. I mean, I can't really express the feeling unless in that moment, kind of everything just hit me at one time. But it was, like you said, dream come true. I think I dreamed about that for years since I picked up basketball. So for me to accomplish that, I kind of still got more things to accomplish. It was great for me. I cried. I can't lie. I cried. But, it's definitely worth it.
Can
My words paid off.
you talk about that, like the moments leading up? Did you get a phone call from the Brooklyn Nets? Was there like a level of communication before you got that, before you saw yourself called?
Yeah, my agent was actually texting me kind of as the draft was going on, and then somebody texted me congratulations. I'm like, I didn't really know what they meant. So then the GM from the Nets texted me. It was like, congrats, welcome to the family, things like that. But I think Twitter found out before I could kind of even get it to myself, so I kind of knew it was coming eventually. So
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely the Twitter slut for sure.
yeah.
I'm all the notifications turned on for every single person possible. So like I'm the one that drops the news in the group chat anytime anybody gets traded, moved, cut, whatever. Like that is 100% me.
Now, when the Nets first offered you a contract, did they offer you a two-way deal, or did that kind of come later on down the road when you started playing more with Long Island?
Yeah, kind of like later down the road when the first year I was on it, like a standard deal. And I just kind of I was a late round pick, so it was kind of tough, with the team situation and money, things like that. So kind of more of a draft and stash for the first year. So yeah, it was a rough year, but a lot learning, playing the G League, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. So
So some of your first NBA action was a preseason game in Brooklyn against Philadelphia. That game also happened to be the debut of the new Big Three with KD and Kyrie and now Ben Simmons joining them. Can you talk a little bit about that game and what that experience was like first stepping on the NBA floor?
yeah, it was great. I mean, it was like kind of a stepping stone in my the right direction for me. Preseason game, playing around these certain guys, Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. So it was great. It was a dream come true, and I felt like I belonged out there. I felt comfortable. I think I want to just keep proving the type of player I am in the NBA. So it was great to be around those guys and compete.
The NBA media kind of portrays Kevin Durant's leadership style a certain way. Can you talk a little bit about his leadership style and maybe if that's had an impact on you and your game?
I think KD, like he's a guy that leads by example. I feel like he goes out there and plays hard, and that's all you need to see in my opinion. Somebody's playing hard and giving it up every night. I mean, he just wants to hoop. I feel like he's a more laid back guy. He just want to win. I think that's the main thing in basketball. If you want to win and play hard, you fit those boxes. And it's easy to follow somebody that's doing that. So yeah, he's a great leader in my opinion. He shows up to work every day and treats everything like a game, game speed, works that hard. So yeah, giving confidence too.
So staying on Hall of Famers, we had T-Man on the pod after his rookie year, and he told us that he had that, oh shit, I'm in the league moment when he got ISO'd at the top of the key with Dame and then another time with Harden. Then we asked Trent Forrest, and he said his teammate Jordan Clarkson, JC, was the hardest player he's ever had to guard, and just like his welcome to the league moment too. So we gotta ask you, was there a player moment that you had when it dawned on you and you were like, damn, I'm really in the league now?
Yeah, probably say Spash, Franny Cat, obviously KD, but to see him up close in person is like, all right, but guarding him is like, you play good defense, you can do anything, he's still gonna make the shot, so it's kind of tough to like process that before you, like, yeah, somebody's scoring you, take a little personal, but get to a point you're like, all right, like next play, that's how good he is. So, I mean, just I guess guard him a little bit and kind of having a little one-on-one matchup with him and practice a little bit was kind of a my shot, my welcome to the moment, welcome to the league moment. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's an old clip. I remember I saw this the other day. It was from, I think it was Lou Will, and it's Lou Will and Pat Bev when they were on the Clippers, and they were asking him, they're like, how do you stop KD? And he's like, oh, you pray. Like you just pray. And like he's like, I promise you, we're not letting him go off. Like there's nothing you can do.
No, he's different. He's definitely different.
You yourself have been on a really good start to the season. You've been on a tear lately, averaging 16, 9, and 5. Can you talk to us about how you think you've done this season, also your team as a whole, and what you think your guys' chances are at making the G League Cup, Showcase Cup Championship?
I mean, it's been, like you said, a decent start for me. I think I got a lot more things to improve on, but our team has been good. We started off the year a little shaky, but I think we found our identity, as the games starting to come faster and just figuring out our flow, getting our chemistry right. Right now, we're doing all right. But I also think that we got a lot of momentum going into these last three or four games before the Showcase Cup. So, trying to stack some dubs and, kind of squeezing that if we could.
All right, so we're gonna take one quick break. When we get back, we're gonna end off with the lightning round. Raekwon, I think you'll like this one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the lightning round, everyone. You know what we do here. Quick questions, quick answers. The Tampa Bay Lightning have been on a tear lately. Steven Stamkos recently scored his 1,000th career point with an assist to, I believe, Anthony Cirelli. So, Raekwon, first question of the lightning round here. Where does the nickname Turk come from?
Oh my God, mom gave it to me when I was first born, short for turkey.
Okay. Good stuff. So, what's your favorite play as a Seminole?
Favorite player in the Seminole.
There's a lot. There's a lot. It doesn't even have to be yours, because I always hear that Trent punch was when he punched it on Jordan and Warriors up there.
That's definitely my favorite play for sure. The trick dunk in the tough guy for sure.
What about sorry, what about one that you had?
Probably say my sophomore year, we played Notre Dame. I had a block at the end of the game. I think it was one of the OT or it was an OT, and I blocked it to kind of save the game. So, yeah.
All right, gonna call an audible here on my last question. This question, well, we just had Harrison on a pod too, and it kind of gave him fits. He was a little upset about it. But if you could run it back for one more last March Madness run, and you can pick your teammates from Florida State, what four are you taking with you to the last run? I know you've played with a lot of great guys, so this is tough. But you gotta take four with you.
That's tough. That's super tough. No, I gotta go Trent for sure. I gotta go T-Man. Oh,
It gets tough. You taking
everybody has
Vassell?
the same reaction you do, bro,
I'm
every
going
time.
Dev. Yeah, for sure,
Going
Devin.
Dev. Small ball five, Scotty, what are you thinking?
Oh man, I'm going Pat. I'm going Pat Williams. I
Yeah, good
love
stuff.
Scott.
As a
Yeah.
Bulls fan, I
Oh,
like to hear
wow.
that.
Nice. All right, man. So that will wrap up the interview for today. Let's start some of these sign-offs, man. Cam, first co-host, thank you for coming on, man.
Yep, let's go watch this Niners game, finish off these picks for today. Keep following us on all social media, obviously. Action Network, if you want to see all of our picks, me and Jay post everything on there. Aaron doesn't because he is bad at picks, so he doesn't do that. But if you want free money, follow us.
Yeah,
That's a lie. I gotta state my case. Like, that's a lie. I'm actually undefeated on Action 1-0. Let the record show. You can go find me on there. I believe it's just my name. So look me up and see the Cam's lying. It's all good though.
Yeah, I'm 12-3. Cam is going to be 11-2, and I can't hear the end of it from him right now. So I'm praying on Cam's downfall right now. But Ak, thanks for you for coming on, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course, Raekwon, thanks again for coming on with us. Really appreciate your time, getting to hear your stories. We know the listeners love listening to this kind of stuff as well. So can't wait till it comes out.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like you said, Ray, really appreciate it. You know, you're in the G League. You're playing NBA games right now. You're on the road, but you still have the time to come out here. One message to Knoll Nation for anyone listening before you head on out of here.
I miss you guys, man. It was great having playing for you guys. A lot of memories made. You'll be on the right track soon, man. You'll be on the right track soon, man.
He took the words right out of my mouth. We're good, man. Appreciate y'all. Until next time. Peace.